The summer holiday is coming, but I really don't know what to do. There doesn't seem to be any jobs available.
Why don't you try house sitting? Last summer, Cindy was a house sitter for the Smiths when they were away on vacation. They hired Cindy to stay in their house because they didn't want it left empty.
You mean they paid Cindy just to live in their house?
It wasn't that easy. She had to water the house plants, mow the lawn, and even take care of the pets.
I guess it is a little like babysitting, except you're taking care of a house instead of children.
The student employment office still has a few jobs posted.
Do I just have to fill out an application?
You have to have an interview with the homeowner and provide 3 references at least.
That seems like a lot of trouble for a summer job.
Well, the homeowner wants some guarantee that they can trust the house sitter. You know they want to make sure you're not the type who'll hold wild parties in their house or bring a group of friends in with you.
I see. House sitters who do that sort of thing probably aren't paid then.
Usually they're paid anyway just because the homeowners don't want to make a fuss. But if the homeowner reports it, the house sitter won't be able to get another job easily. So why don't you apply?
I think I will. Thank you.
Question 23. What did the Smiths do when they left for summer holiday? Question 24. In what way do homeowners determine the reliability of a house sitter? Question 25. Why does the homeowner usually pay even if the house sitter doesn't do their job well?